4:30 news on BBC Radio Nottingham, and your headlines now from Steve Beach.
Ambulance bosses have apologised for failing to send an ambulance to a Nottinghamshire man burned with battery acid. Steve Scott, who lives at Beeston Marina, waited for an hour and 20 minutes, but discovered a clerical error meant no ambulance had been dispatched. A man's admitted murdering a woman whose battered body was found in woodland in Derbyshire. The body of 25-year-old Jar Ashton was found near Summercoats in March, 3 days after she left work at the chocolate maker Thornton's. Rio Ferdinand has lost a privacy action relating to a kiss-and-tell story published last year in the Sunday Mirror. The article claimed the footballer, who's married with three children, had an affair lasting 13 years. Doctors at Nottingham's Queen's Medical Centre have apologised after a teenage boy's spinal surgery was cancelled three times in just 5 weeks. 15-year-old Joshua Knowles from Ollerton has cerebral palsy and illnesses associated with the condition. And it's been revealed that the trade in illegal medicines sold online is growing rapidly as more people are using the internet to diagnose their symptoms and buy medicines. In just over a week, 1 million doses of medicine have been seized in the UK, with an estimated value of more than £2 million. News on BBC Radio Nottingham, it's 28 minutes to five.
And the forecast tells us it'll be a dry night, clear skies, small amount of mist and fog, and the lows 14 Celsius, 57 Fahrenheit. Then tomorrow, another very warm day, temperatures getting up to 28 Celsius, 82 Fahrenheit, and it could get even hotter on Saturday. Detailed weather forecast for you on the way in about 20 minutes.
Well, some long delays for the A453 at the moment as you move south out of Nottingham towards the M1. By the Pass station, a lorry has broken down, which in effect means the southbound side is completely blocked, and delays in both directions, but particularly bad southbound, really from the A52 as you join the A453 from the A52. You'll be sitting in a queue this afternoon now until this lorry has been cleared. And so some issues for Pennyfoot Street at Manford Street. That's closed off at the moment because of an accident, which is causing delays back up along Parliament Street and London Road, looking very, very busy indeed. I'm Joanna Adams. There's more at 2:15.
The home of live Nottinghamshire sport. BBC Radio Nottingham.
Good afternoon, I'm Robin Chipperfield. The Notts County striker Lee Hughes has continued contract talks this week with a new deal at Meadow Lane. Hughes, who's 35, is out of contract at the end of the season and has scored 5 goals in his last 6 matches. Manager Martin Allen has confirmed that talks are still ongoing. Mansfield Town goalkeeper Alan Marriott says something special is happening at the club. Tuesday's win at Wrexham saw the Stags move back into the conference playoff places. In rugby, two of England's management team have been suspended for their final Pool B match against Scotland in Auckland on Saturday. Kicking coach Dave Alred and fitness specialist Paul Stridgen were found to have broken the rules regarding the balls used at the tournament. Nottinghamshire batsman Alex Hales has been named in the England performance squad for the winter. 17 players have been selected on the programme. And in tennis, Andy Murray has won his opening match at the Thailand Open after a straight sets win over Michael Barrère in Bangkok. Sport on BBC Radio Nottingham at 26 minutes to 5.
The heart of Robin Hood County.
BBC Radio Nottingham.